For over a decade, Ross Brain worked to build a space for Native American students at the University of Washington. This March, the doors finally opened.
I started crying because it was, you know, how much, a decade and a half you put into a project and you finally see it. It just, there was no words.
The space is a big open longhouse. It smells like freshly cut wood, and it has two names. Ross Brain said it took some practice to get the first one right.
Wattlab Alt. Put your tongue against your teeth and do the sh, and then so Wattlab Alt.
That's in the native Lushootseed language. The closest English translation is intellectual house. Ross Brain is the UW's tribal liaison, and he has a lot of ideas on how to use intellectual house. But mostly, he just wants it to be a safe place for Native students. As the UW tribal liaison, Ross Brain talks with Native students about all kinds of problems. And some stories he hears over and over again.
Like, oh, you don't have nothing to worry about. You're Native. That's just somehow because of my ethnicity that I got into the school because of my ethnicity and not because of my academic merit. Or that I get money from the government, that I'm somehow rich and I can afford all these things because the government gives me so much money.
That's Savannah Romero, a senior at the UW. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel asked Ross Brain where he hears comments like that.
It's unfortunate that we have all heard that, and we continue to hear it. Exactly what she said, Savannah, hit it right on the head, is a lot of times that we are dehumanized, we are brought down because the folks think that we get all of our money from the government. They think that we, our casinos pay for everything. The fact is that casinos don't pay for everything, and they pay for only their students.
I have to ask, why do you think that other people make these assumptions about how you got into the University of Washington, how Savannah got into the University of Washington? Why do you think that happens?
The assumptions, I have no idea where that comes from. I don't know if that's coming down through history, if that's coming down from their parents, or it's coming down through grandparents, or if it's the fact that the only time they see Natives in media is the casino commercials, and that's what they think. They don't realize that we're not all that. We're not casino tribes. We're not that old Indian man on the side of the road that has a tear when someone litters in the 70s. I remember hearing about that. And so the media doesn't show us as we are today, alive, well, thriving. And they only see the fact that tribes have casinos in this area. They own businesses. They're doing very well. Not every tribe in the United States is doing that well.
So when you have students come to you to tell you stories like what we just heard from Savannah, when they talk about these questions that they get, oh, you must be here because your casino helped pay for it, all these other things, what do you say to them?
It's each of my mentees, when they come to me, I have a different answer for them. Depends on which class it's in. If it's an anthropology class, we have a specific question. We have a specific way of answering. If it's a history class, that's the where we say, well, you don't ride in covered wagons, do you? Okay, then we can make that assumption that you guys wear buckle shoes and pilgrim hats. If you guys think that we're wearing loincloths and moccasins. That's how we have a different way of answering it for each group. If it really affects them negatively, then I'll talk to their professor. I'll say, hey, you know what? This is not the kind of environment that our students have paid for or earned or worked their butts off to get.
I'm talking with Ross Brain. He's the tribal liaison for the University of Washington. He's also a graduate student at the University of Washington. What do you think it means to have the intellectual house, a safe cultural space like that on a big college campus? What do you think it does for the UW?
I guess the fact that it shows our visibility on campus. It shows a building style that was all over this university campus. And it reminds folks that this space was occupied, is occupied, and was supposed to have been given back to the tribes 103 years ago. It was a 50-year lease. And that's not going to happen. The university is not going anywhere, and neither are we. And so that way we are able to meet in the middle. I expect our students who are here to continue moving forward and to continue moving up in their grades and then graduating. We graduate our students in 6 years at 71%. The national average is 58. We've done that without the building. We did it with the living spirit of Wathlebalt. I hope and I expect this numbers to go up. And that's what it is.
When we first started talking, Ross, you said that you started working on this project 15 years ago when you were a freshman at the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. What do you think having a space like this would have done for you when you started at the UW?
Oh, wow. It's going back. This would have been a nice place for me to say, hey, that's home, and then go in there and just find the connection right away. I just think that this site will be all of those things. When a student's lost, they can see it. It's very central to campus. It's right at the top of the quad. That's where we are. We're there for them. It's not just wood and metal and rock and electricity and water. It's all the work. It's all this work that people put their lives into. We've lost 4 people on this project that have passed away to the other side camp. Everything that they left for us is important. And that the fact that I'm able to share that with our students, that will make them feel at home, and that will make them graduate.
That's Ross Brain, tribal liaison at the University of Washington. He worked at and helped get the university's new intellectual house off the ground. He spoke to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.